وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيك، جزاك الله أحسن الجزاء حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. As always for your duas, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue taking the work of deen from you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate you in status. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulan minhum yatlu alayhim ayatika wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal hikmata wa yuzakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al-mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He speaks in the noble Quran of a dua that Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made after he had built the Kaaba, and he made this dua: Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasulam minhum yatlu alayhim ayatik wa yu'allimuhum al-kitaba wal hikmata wa yuzakkihim innaka antal azizul hakim. O our Lord, send amongst them a messenger from their midst who will recite your verses to them, teach them the book and wisdom, and purify them. Without doubt, you are the mighty, the wise. The prayer for a messenger amongst the people of Makkah is accepted. Amongst the prayers that Sayyidina Ibrahim and Ismail alayhim as-salam made when constructing the Kaaba Sharif was that Allah should send a prophet from amongst the Arabs. This supplication and dua was accepted, and Allah sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who was an Arab from Makkatul Mukarrama. He was also from the family of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam. Whereas all the prophets, Anbiya, after Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, belonged to the lineage of Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was the only prophet from the lineage of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam. The Musnad Ahmad reports that Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu once asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when mention was first made of him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied, "I was the supplication and dua of my father Ibrahim alayhi salam, the glad tidings of Isa alayhi salam, and the manifestation of the dream that my mother saw, where a light emerged from her and illuminated the palaces of Syria." This hadith has also been narrated in Mishkat Sharif, with the addition that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his mother saw that dream. Allama Ibn Kathir rahmatullah alayhi mentions that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was the first person to make mention of him in his supplication. Thereafter, all the prophets, Anbiya alayhi salam, till the last of them, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, conveyed the glad tidings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advent to the people. In Surah Saf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quotes Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam saying to the Bani Israel, "And I convey to you the glad tidings of a messenger to come after me, whose name is Ahmed." So his mother saw a dream wherein a bright light emerged from within her and spread towards Syria, illuminating the palaces there. She related this dream to the people, which served as an introduction to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's prophethood. The advent of the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was announced by both Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. His other name was Ahmad, as mentioned by Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam in the foregoing verse. Allah sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam as a final prophet to mankind. As mentioned in verse 40 of Surah Ahzab, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also mentioned, "There shall be no prophet after me." He said in another narration, "The prophets and anbiya have ended with me." Another narration contains the words, "Risalat, prophethood, and apostleship have been sealed with me. There will therefore be no prophet after me." The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanded to say in Surah A'raf, "O people, I am Allah's prophet to all of you." The qualities of the prophet, the Nabi they prayed for. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam prayed as follows, "O our Lord, send amongst them a messenger from their midst who will recite your verses to them, teach them the book and wisdom, and purify them. Without doubt, you are the mighty, the wise." These tasks of the Prophet have also been mentioned in verse 164 of Surah Ali Imran and verse 2 of Surah Jumu'ah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam fulfilled all these tasks to absolute perfection. Recitation of the book. The first task of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned as, "Recite your verses to them." This part of the verse makes it clear that the recitation of the words of the Quran to people was from amongst the primary tasks of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Regrettably, there are some Muslims who foolishly claim that it is a futile effort to make children memorize the Quran like parrots. They fail to perceive the grandeur of Allah's words. They regard the Quran as the letters and books authorized by men and say that merely understanding the meaning of the words is sufficient. They do not realize that the preservation of the words of the Quran is an obligatory task that at least a part of the Muslim Ummah must undertake, sufficiency obligation, fardh kifaya. It is of utmost importance that the Quran is preserved not only in writing but also in memory, so that the Quran is not lost if the scripts should ever be lost to man or adulterated in any way. The virtue of reciting the Quran. Tremendous rewards are attained by merely reciting the words of the Quran without even understanding the meaning. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Allah says, "For the person who is unable to engage in my zikr and remembrance, and from supplicating to me because of his involvement with the Quran, I shall grant him a greater prize than that which I confer on those who engage in my zikr and in supplication to me." Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Whoever will recite a single letter of the Quran will receive the reward of a good deed for every letter recited, and every good deed is multiplied 10 times. I do not say that Alif Lam Mim is one letter, but Alif is one letter, Lam is one letter, and Mim is another letter. These ahadiths prove that it is wrong to associate the recitation of the Quran to the mimicry of a parrot. Reciting the Quran is a task on its own. Memorizing the Quran is another, and understanding the meaning of the Quran based on the interpretation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the companions of the Sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala anhum, and the pious predecessors is another separate task. Deducing laws from the Quranic verses is yet another responsibility. The Ummah followers is responsible for all these tasks. Those people who claim that it is necessary to memorize the Quran have not learned their lesson from the experience of the Jews and Christians. They lost their scriptures because they did not pay heed to its preservation. Although their scriptures are available in a variety of languages, the original scripture is absent. Since there is no original with which to compare the translations, the route to interpolation and adulteration was left clear. The compiler of this tafsir once met a person in the Masjid al-Nabawi whose son had commenced memorizing the Quran. So he told me that one of his teachers mentioned to him that there was no necessity nowadays to memorize the Quran because the Quran was already on computer. So I asked him whether these computers would lead the Taraweeh Salah and whether every one of the many mosques found in every rural and rustic town will be able to afford the installation of a computer to install in their mosques, in their masajid. And I also asked him if there will be someone to train these village people how to operate the computers. This tafsir has been written quite a few years back, and that is why it speaks about the people in the villages, etc. So the purpose of memorizing the Quran is not to identify which verse appears in which surah or what the exact wording of a verse is. One of the most fundamental purposes of the Quran that it should be recited and heard. It is Kalamullah. This is an extremely effective means of drawing closer to Allah. Those who are duped by the infidels and kuffar to believe that the recitation of the Quran is futile are depriving themselves of a great boon. May Allah guide them all. Ameen. Then mention is made of teaching the book and wisdom. The next task of Risalat and Prophethood is described as teach them the book and wisdom. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was thus entrusted with the task of teaching the Muslims the meaning of the Quran. Merely understanding the Arabic language is not sufficient to grasp the meaning of the Quran. The only reliable interpretation of the Quran is that which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained to the companions, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and which was then transmitted to the Ummah and the followers by the trustworthy and pious sages of the Ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nahl, "We have revealed the reminder, the Quran, to you, so that you may expound to the people what has been revealed to them." Unfortunately, there are some people nowadays who venture to interpret the Quran without consulting the interpretation of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They wander astray and drag others along to the same abyss of deviation. They foolishly say that the Quran is a letter from Allah, which is sent with a postman, referring to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They maintain that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's task was only to pass a message along and not to elucidate the contents. The Quran does not assert that it is a message to the creation which they should interpret without the help of the messenger. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Quran, contrary to this, the Quran makes it clear that one of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's specific responsibilities was to teach people the meaning of the Quran. The Quran also commands people to follow and obey him. Allama Baghawi rahmatullah alayhi writes in Ma'alim al-Tanzil that the book refers to the Quran, while wisdom refers to the understanding of the Quran, according to Sayyidina Mujahid rahmatullah alayhi. Some commentators have mentioned that wisdom refers to judicial laws, while others maintain that it refers to knowledge that is coupled with practice. Ruhul Ma'ani reports from other commentators that wisdom denotes the details and intricacies of the Quran and everything that is contained in the Quran. According to this interpretation, the book will refer to understanding the Quranic words and the manner of pronouncing them. Other commentators have interpreted wisdom to mean all the laws and sciences by which the soul is perfected. All the various interpretations are not contradictory because the word can refer to all these simultaneously. So yes, this was a prophetic mission, and continuing with this, inshallah, we will discuss in the next talk the importance of the purification of the soul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of appreciating this ni'mah of the noble Quran and be amongst those who recited ana al-layli wa ana al-nahar, those who strive to memorize it, those who strive to understand it, and those who strive to to propagate the message of the Noble Quran. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true ashiqi Quran and lovers of the Noble Quran. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.